everybody at Central there too. I'm Mr. Howarth. I work for the school district. I'm a school teacher today as well. And I'm going to talk to you today about why I love technology. So I'd love to know, how many people here like technology? They think that, wow, I see a whole bunch of hands at Central going up. I see a whole bunch of hands here. Pretty much everyone loves technology. How many people have received some technology recently? They got some, perhaps. Oh, lots of hands going up again. Yeah, and lots of things happening at schools here with technology, too. Well, you know, I've kind of got an idea about technology is that I've loved it ever since I was baby. One of the first pictures I remember seeing of myself was me playing with an electric kettle, right? And that was my toy, was I wanted to play with the electric kettle. And how many people can remember the first computer that you saw? The very first computer that you saw. I can sort of think about that. And I remember it was in 1975, and I was in grade one, and I went to a big oil company, and we went on a field trip. And this computer was huge. It was filled like a length of this room. And it had all sorts of big spinning dials, and it had flashing lights, and it had things going on. It was just amazing. And it all of a sudden this printer started up, and it started printing, and it brought off a piece of paper with my name written in stars in it. And I thought, this is cool. This was really neat technology. And I think that's where it got me hooked right there. My dad worked for the telephone company, and he used to bring home little gadgets and things for me to look at, or he'd talk about what he did. And that was another thing. I just thought, wow, I really just love technology. How many people have parents or know other people that work with technology all the time? I'm just curious at both schools, at Central and here at Shamden. So, quite a few hands are going up. So lots and lots of technology that people are using there. You know, I remember when, as a student, just like you guys, the very first computers that I saw at school. And that was probably around 19, it was in high school actually, when I first saw the first computers that I got to really touch, about 1986, a long time ago. Ancient history, really. And with the computers, I remember that they started us off on typewriters. And a typewriter, of course, no computer in it. You sit there and you type away on it and type in things, just like you do on a computer. But then we got these computers and the monitors. The big computer monitor was like this. It was real big and heavy, and I remember a great big keyboard. And, it was just the neatest thing. We were doing word processing, and before Microsoft Word, we thought this is cool. We'd go ahead and print things. So one of the other things that I got going with technology at that time was that I really liked communicating with people. I really like talking with people, and you guys are talking all the time at school and at home with it in all sorts of different ways. Well, I used to run something that was called a bulletin board, and that was way back in the days before the internet, and you had to use a special thing that hooked up to your telephone to make your computer talk to someone else's computer. And I've got a recording of it that I found just a few minutes ago that I want you to listen. It's called a special piece of computer equipment. You don't see them very, very much anymore. They're called modems. And hopefully at your end, you can hear this as well. So I'll play. So that's like someone dialing a number. Does this ring a bell? Mr. Lister? All right, and that's how we used to connect to people. And I actually ran a bulletin board. It was a place where people would dial into my house and they would talk on my computer with each other. And it was just a blast because I had all these people were talking and we'd talk about things that are happening at school and things that are happening in the world. And it was just great. And I really, really enjoyed that part. So I got going with technology, and I thought, wow, computers are great. And I love taking computers apart. And how many people here take technology apart? How many people at Central like taking things apart, you know, and seeing what's inside them, right? I think it all goes back to that time that I had the kettle too, right? You know, doing things like that. So I've been working with technology for a long time, and I've taught people how to to do things with computers. And one day someone said, you know what, maybe you should try becoming a teacher and thinking about how you could use technology in teaching. And I thought, hey, that's a really cool thing. I like technology. And I was doing some teaching of other people. I thought, that would be a really cool thing to do there too. So to get those two things to go together. So I became a teacher. And I've worked in the school district here as a middle school teacher where I taught computers. And that was really fun because we did all sorts of cool things and really neat ones. And then I worked at the distance ed school. And how many people have ever seen the distance ed school that's sort of out in our, called Fraser Valley Distance Ed School? It's on Prairie Central Road here. And a couple of hands have seen it. They've got their sign has a big rainbow on it. You might have seen it. Yeah. And I used to work, I was a grade 6 teacher there. And one of the coolest things about that job was I got to work with students all over the world. So I had students in places like, I had one student that was in Dubai, which is in Saudi, you know, in the Middle East. And I had one student that was in a place called James Bay, which is in Quebec. So one day we did a project where we said, we want you to work together and we want you to talk about what's happening in your world right now. We want you to show a picture. And so the girl in James Bay in Quebec, she showed a picture of, this is what's outside my window, it was a polar bear. Was outside of her window. And the boy that was in Dubai, he said, here's outside my, this is a sand dune, and I'm going to go and my brothers are playing there. And I thought, that's amazing that we've got these two people that are almost on other sides of the world being able to communicate with each other and to work with each other. And it was all because of technology. And technology just has so many neat things that you can do. You've got great technology here at school that you can use and at home. And it lets you do that communication. It lets you express yourself in all sorts of different ways. And I get the real privilege of working with you guys today to learn about podcasting, which is something I'm really, really fond of. So all I can say is, you know, thanks for letting me tell you about what I've done as with technology and why I really like it. And I encourage all of you to explore technology as much as you can and see what you can do with it. So thank you very much. Thanks, Mr. Lister, and thank you, Ms. Bartel, for your question.